I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Trevor Story. Not opting out. Alex Bregman opting out. Lucas Giolito opting out. And there was some other stuff that happened today, like Jarren Duran. Red Sox and Duran avoid arbitration as they sign him to a $7.7 million one-year extension. They could have picked up an $8 million club option, or they could have gone to an arbitration hearing, which, by the way, I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad they found some sort of happy medium between those two outcomes. Although the $8 million, I mean, you basically are... You know, could have just picked up the option, I guess. But they saved a little bit of money there. And a lot of people have been surmising that this is the type of move that you make when you're getting ready to trade somebody away. And this comes on the heels of Jarren Duran's other two outfield brethren, Sadan Rafaela and Willy Abreu, winning Gold Glove Awards, which is likely to be all of the awards that the Red Sox win this season. I don't think that Crochet is realistic for the Cy Young, even though he's a finalist. I think that Scoobles by a long shot. And Roman Anthony, as great as he was, he's a finalist for Rookie of the Year, but it's going to go to Kurtz. That's obvious. And that's fine. But I also think, and I'm basing this mostly off of social media interactions, that Red Sox fans have essentially made peace with the idea of keeping Rafaela, keeping Abreu, and trading Jarren Duran as soon as they can and getting him out of here. And I understand, like, the reasoning, but I also think that you are really, really, really overvaluing Sadan Rafaela. And I'm sorry to put it that way, because he's a young player and I like him and he had some really exciting moments this year. But this is a kid who's, you know, I mean, at the plate, when he's not going, he's one of the worst hitters in the American League. I mean, he's on base percentage under 300, swings at everything. I remember the early years in New York with Alfonso Soriano. Alfonso Soriano used to swing at everything, too. Pedro used to just toy with him. And eventually, Soriano figured it out. He was this little guy, and he would swing from his heels, and he had all this, you know, big twisty swing, and he was always just, you know, trying to hit dingers. And Rafaela is kind of like that, too. But Rafaela, I mean, the numbers are just, they're underwater with him offensively. Willy Abreu, not so much. Great glove, better numbers than Duran. I have no issue with anybody here saying that Willy Abreu is a guy that you would keep over Jarren Duran. Fine. Roman Anthony, obviously you keep Roman Anthony over everybody. I mean, he's the face of your franchise at this point, I would say. But the idea that because Sadan Rafaela, who is a tremendous defensive outfielder, and I don't mean to take anything away here, but to value that to the point of being okay with the literal black hole in your lineup, I mean, that's pretty much what he was this year. And at times, just, I mean, there was times where I didn't even want to watch his at-bats. That was a great triple to get him to the playoffs. That walk-off triple, that was awesome. He had a couple of clutch hits this year, and I'm not completely discounting that at all. but the overall Sedan Rafael experience, offensively anyway, I think outweighs his gold glove. I do. I'm sorry. I do.
Say down! Say hello to October!
That was a great call by Will. Oh, that was a great call. I love that call. But I'm not changing my mind on this. I'm just not. Jaren Duran, yeah, it was a down year for him. Absolutely. Yeah, he's a little on the prickly side. Fine. We've rooted for more prickly guys than him before. I mean, let's be honest here. And not only that, but between Rafaela and also Abreu. Abreu's never come close to what Duran did the last 2 years prior to this one. He's never really come close to that. And even this year, which was a good year for him, he missed a big chunk of time with injuries. Now, I guess what you're weighing here, and feel free to, let me know, 617-779-7937, all you people that want Duran out of town, run out on a rail, is do you think that the last 2 years were the fluke, or that this last year was the fluke? Like, what do you think is more indicative of Jaren Duran and what he can give you going forward here in the future as a starter in this lineup? Because I think that's really what this comes down to. Sedan Rafael is younger, cheaper, I mean, all that, sure. Although Rafael did sign that extension, but he's still, you know what I mean? Like, if Duran, if you want to keep him, he's going to cost more. But I also think that when you look at the difference here, and I don't know, I mean, I don't want to give up completely on Sedan Rafael. He does, he can move around, he can play different positions. I mean, maybe there's another place for him, but until he figures out how to just learn a little bit of plate discipline, just a little bit, I'm not comfortable with just saying, yep, gold glove, got to keep him. Got to keep him, and goodbye Jaren Duran. A guy who had an OPS in the sevens this year, it's not like he was, not like he was terrible. It was a significant step back from the last two seasons. Absolutely it was. He came up small when it mattered, just like everybody else in that offense, other than Trevor Story, basically. But I'm surprised that so many people are willing to just say, yep, just ship him out of town, get him out of here, move on, and let's go forward with Rafaela in center field and Abreu and Roman Anthony. I like Abreu, I like Roman Anthony. The Sedan Rafaela piece of it is the part that I'm having a hard time with. I'm having a hard time with it. Love the glove. I would take a lesser glove and a better bat. And that's what Jaren Duran is, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about. He's not going to play center field, that's where we are, isn't it? And I guess it's just up to what you prefer. If you think that Rafael is going to get better and that he's going to eventually be, on the level of a... He's not going to be on the level of a Roman Anthony, I don't think. Just on base percentage, it's probably statistically impossible for him to do that right now in his career. But if you think that he could someday get to, where Duran was the last two seasons, or get to where Abreu's starting to go, or any of that, if that's something you really believe about Sedan Rafaela, then yeah, of course you disagree with me, but I just, I don't know. I don't see it. I just don't see it with him. Alex Bregman has opted out. Everyone says, no big deal, no big deal. It's no big deal that he opted out. That's just what they do. They do that. They'll opt out, but then he's going to sign right back. Oh yeah, well, how come Trevor Story didn't opt out then? I'm not hearing that same chorus going with Trevor Story. Well, Trevor Story really likes it here. I thought Bregman really liked it here. I thought Bregman was really into being on the Red Sox. I thought that was like a big thing for him. But I guess not. I guess that's not the case. I don't know. I feel like people are kind of talking themselves in circles with all this stuff. I hope Bregman stays. I hope he does re-sign. But the fact that he opted out, I think, is telling. I think that's telling. And if Boris wants to hold this thing hostage all offseason again like he did last year, I wonder if the Red Sox just move on.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.